The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? And welcome to your weekend.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. We're all excited for some warm weather this weekend.
80 on Saturday. Thank God. More rain on Sunday, though.
Yurko's going to do some fucking over the weekend.
Oh, you know he is.
Whoa. Is that weather related?
Turn your mic on. Turn your mic on.
Turn the mic.
Is that weather related?
I'm going to be doing some fucking. I'm going to be doing some fucking over. That's right. I'll fuck somebody over.
Good line.
I'll
give a fuck.
In what way? What's your favorite way to fuck someone over?
On the golf course.
Flatten their tires.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
Yeah, but
who's got the time to flatten somebody's tires?
This is the way you do it, though. It's how you flatten somebody's tire without really causing them financial damage. All you're doing is causing them discomfort. Mm. Okay, the little stem that's in where you put it, there's a tool that you can utilize. It's just like a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Put it in there. You can unscrew that. You remove that piece of apparatus.
Right.
The tire deflates. You put it back on. He thinks he's got a flat tire.
Yeah.
Now you have caused him discomfort, and you have caused him pain.
It's too much work for
but
you to do that.
When a person comes to take a look at, not really. It's what? Not that difficult at all. It's not a lot of work at all. It's easier than fucking. I think.
When did you
a
discover
tire
this?
With a knife?
When did you? Asshole. When did you discover
when
this?
When I was working with Cousin Bobo on the pit.
There's no chance. Sense. There's no Cousin chance. Bobo it's easier than crew. Stabbing a tire with a knife.
Absolutely easier. All you do is put it on, undo it, and boom, it's over. It's done.
All you do with a knife is just jab it into the tire.
So, but you're thinking that is 1,000% easier than doing what I just did.
But then you're ruining the
what
tire.
What I'm saying
is
equally.
Well,
same.
I mean,
right.
Listen, but
that's why I'm not causing financial damage.
Right.
You're causing.
You're
financial
a dickhead
damage.
Either way.
Yes. Right.
Agreed.
Right. You are a dickhead either way.
Yeah.
But now you're an inexpensive dickhead.
Yeah. Right.
As opposed to being.
Look
inexpensive
at you
dickhead.
Grabbing well, the moral well, high ground
no,
of dickheads.
No. Because listen, when you do that and you mutilate a tire like that, you're doing that from a position of evil. When you sit there and you play a prank on one of your
ball
fucking
busting.
People, you're ball busting, right? You're busting chops, and it causes no financial damage. That just means it's a prank.
Waddle, remember, the theme was, how does he like to fuck people over?
That's right. True.
So it wasn't like, hey, how do you like to take them out to dinner and wine them and dine them?
Yes.
It's how do you like to fuck someone over?
There you
well,
go,
I
you.
Said, if you're not going to fuck them over.
Yeah.
Don't put sugar in their gas tank.
No, by the don't way, do that.
You
that's
look,
evil.
You look
that's
like
evil.
You're lubed up and ready to go. The hair today
the
looks spectacular. Did he get a haircut? What's
two
going on
happen.
With the hair?
You get
two
cut and happen, guys. No, I got a haircut 2 weeks ago.
Did you get a color?
Cut and color.
Did you
no
get a color?
I never
no,
color
you're
my hair.
Going to color.
You don't color your hair. You know why? You go what God gave you.
Yeah.
Once you go silver, you're the silver fox.
That's right.
Trust me, there's plenty of young bucks.
Let's get that right, John.
You're starting to look like Polly Walnuts.
Dig that. They dig the salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Hey, they dig it. Trust me when I say that. It's okay. Nothing wrong. I hit myself with that and the Dolce and the Gabbana, the one. I put about 4 or 5 spritzels on, you know?
Looks different today.
Looking to get a little from Carm today.
It's about time you've noticed, Sylvia. I've been trying to impress you for weeks. You finally noticed.
He's wearing double zip-ups, too, which is always a great look.
That's a classic style. Not many pull that off.
No, nobody does.
Double zip-ups.
What is your itinerary for this afternoon?
I got shit to get done. I got my daughter this weekend, so I'll be cooking a pastry dish.
Whoa.
Not pastry dish. Pasta dish.
Pasta.
Same thing.
Right. What are you going to make?
Some of that campanelli.
Campanelli.
With a little, what's that pasta called? Cappelletti, campanelli.
Cappellini. That's just the thin
campanelli
noodle.
Campanelli and cappellini. Oh, I'm so fucking far away. Oh, look, I'm Italian.
Well, I don't know.
I
like,
know
what
every
is,
fucking shape of pasta.
What is campanelli?
In the whole fucking world.
I don't know.
Is it rotini? Is it three-colored rotini? What kind of fucking rotini?
Cappellini's just angel hair.
Angel hair. Yeah.
No, it's not cappellini. Oh. That's not
you
it. I'm not doing
cappanelli.
That.
Cavatappi?
It could be, yeah.
The spiral with the ridges?
Yeah.
That's cavatappi.
Yeah. So it could capture a little bit more of the sauce.
It captures sauce. That's
right.
What
we're looking to do.
You want the ridges because
be
it captures
chicken,
the sauce.
Some sun-dried tomatoes, a little bit of spinach in there.
Is
there
meat sauce? Is it bolognese?
No, it's not a bolognese. No,
that sounds good.
If I'm going to have a bolognese, it's going to be a lamb bolognese.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's flavor, Kevin.
Cooking with your mom.
That's complexity of flavors.
My father-in-law used to, you know, make the gravy, so to speak. There was always, there was pork chops in there.
Pork bones.
Oh, yeah.
Neck bones. Yeah. You put neck bones in there.
You got yourself some gravy right there, man.
Yes, you do.
Neck bones in there. There's a flavor.
For the flavor.
You render the neck bone down. Yeah. And you're getting all that. It's delicious.
When I walked into my in-law's house for the first time, I thought I walked into a fucking, you know, another dimension. I did. It was, you know, it was a beautiful Cadillac out in the front yard.
Better watch out.
No, but it was like I had never been a foodie. I don't think I'd ever really eaten a salad until I walked into my in-law's house like my junior year in college.
What did you eat as a kid?
Fuck, I've told this story a lot.
Like we had salads at his house?
No, we had powdered milk and powdered potatoes. You know what, Carm, a big dinner for us was Swedish meatballs. Normal meatballs with rice in them.
And then the little Swedish meatballs. We had that.
Yeah, no, the pork, whatever they were, porcupine meatballs or whatever they were. Like they had rice in them. Like my mom thought that was what everyone wanted.
That was a fancy
dinner.
It was awful.
It was awful.
Look, we grew up with SpaghettiOs out of the can.
Oh, my
God. Like, it wasn't until I got to college and I'm like, this Prego is something. Like, I thought I was fine dining with Prego. Yeah. Forget the neck bones.
See, I was eating liver. I was eating rabbit. We were eating eel. Sweet VDOC, whatever he found at the market that was inexpensive, he'd bring it back to the house and create fucking magic with it.
I never had milk out of a carton or a bottle. Milk came out. It was powdered milk in a cardboard box.
You always think cheese came out of a 5-pound brick.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah.
And then you would add water.
You would add water. You had your milk was basically powder in a cardboard box that you had to add water.
That's so. What is the powder? I mean,
the powder is the. So if you can imagine, you take the milk.
Right.
The milkmaid's down.
You take all the liquid out of it.
Dehydrate it. Whatever's left is what the milk.
The way it's like, it's just powder.
So, yeah, it's like if you got salt water and you let it all evaporate, and what's left is
salt.
You add the same amount of water, you got salt water.
That's why cigarettes and beer were more of was more of a combo.
It's like rehydrating a pepper.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? The Spanish do it all the time when they're making their dishes. They rehydrate their pepper, and all of a sudden,
and the pepper comes back to life. This is the benefit of growing up in an Italian house. No, I got to be honest.
Right.
No question.
I'm a little spoiled.
You are very spoiled.
Yeah. When my wife went back to home
to Italy
with us, back to Sharonville, Ohio for the first time.
Oh, she had to be.
She was shocked.
Stunned.
Shocked. What we were.
You're lucky she didn't go running for the hills.
Yeah, no doubt.
I didn't know I was eating oxtails when I was eating oxtails.
Oh, delicious.
Didn't know I was eating cow brains when I was eating cow brains.
That's a little
liver,
gross.
We knew, but we liked liver.
We
didn't have a problem with liver.
You ever have tongue? We grew up with tongue, and I didn't
Tongue's
have
good.
Tongue. Like, it was funny. They called it a tongue, but I didn't know it was a cow's tongue.
What's it taste like? You know? It tastes like chicken?
No,
not at all. No.
It tastes like steak. It tastes like beef. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So when I pick my half a lamb up for Easter and Christmas, every year we get the half lamb. When Uncle Cheeto was alive, he has passed. Now a moment of silence for Uncle Cheeto. Thank you very much. We used to get we'd order two lamb's head. Yeah. So you
lamb's
head?
The
head of the lamb. We ordered two of them. You pay extra to get the head. So we put the two heads in there.
Always
and Cheeto,
pay extra to get
the head. With the lamb.
Eat the jowls.
The cheeks, and, the eyeballs, the tongue, all of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought he was a buzzard. I thought the man was a buzzard. Because when those two heads were done, there wasn't a morsel of meat that was edible on them.
What'd you do with the skull afterwards?
You throw it away. Yeah. I had a similar story. Uncle Dorito used to go and he'd pick up the eel.
Dorito, you're killing me. I'm a fucking Uncle Ruffle over there.
He always had like this orange dust all over his jeans.
I don't get it.
You know?
I love Uncle Cheeto.
Uncle Frito.
Uncle Frito. Uncle Ruffle.
Yeah. You're Uncle Fredo.
Uncle Pringle.
Take him on a fishing trip, that fuck.
Nicely done.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
All right, what's the big topic you were concocting?
So this conversation. Oh, should I just blurt it out? I'll give you the background later.
All right.
Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, wow.
Say it again. Let me hear that.
The three biggies.
Easter Bunny.
Santa Claus.
Tooth Fairy.
Fucking the Tooth Fairy.
Right. Thank you!
Obviously.
Thank you!
As am I.
I mean, otherwise, it's a little awkward.
Sylvie said fucking the bunny.
No, that's
no, too no, no, no. I said I'm marrying the bunny so I could cuddle. So I'm fucking the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, I think we'd all fuck the Tooth Fairy.
The controversy was about me killing Santa Claus. The Jewish guy is killing Santa Claus.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought you said you were going to fuck the bunny.
Wow.
Well, I mean, maybe
you were gonna marry.
I did maybe say, look, the bunny is cuddly, and there are female bunnies.
There's another bunny.
There are female bunnies.
You'd like to fuck, and it's the Playboy bunny.
Yeah,
it's
I get it, but that wasn't part of it.
So you could do
it.
A play of words,
that wasn't part of it.
The Easter Playboy bunny. You can add that. I can add that.
I think that our crew, basically, it was Tyler and Meller and Sylvie and I, and I think that the consensus was...
Give me Santa Claus. Everybody's going to fuck the tooth fairy.
That you'd fuck the tooth fairy.
Give me Santa Claus. I want to bang Santa.
Okay, you'd kill the bear. You'd kill the bunny, and you'd marry Santa.
I agree. Yes. I'd marry Santa. I'd kill the bunny and eat it.
Why are you marrying Santa? You get gifts one time a year. He's ho-ho-hoing all day.
Because he makes so many children happy. The Easter bunny doesn't make anybody happy.
One day a year.
Well, what do you do with the bunny?
The bunny's cuddly, and like you could cuddle.
The bunny's delicious.
Bunnies are cute. Bunnies are awesome.
Kill the bunny and eat it.
No,
because I would kill the bunny and eat it. Yeah.
Well, the Easter bunny's theoretically a live person in a costume.
No, but we're talking about the Easter bunny. I would kill it.
I'm not talking about bestiality. So if you're talking about bestiality, the bunny dies.
Yeah, and you'd eat it.
Every time. The bunny dies every time.
Now you're taking
the bunny
this.
Dies.
Here's why you marry Santa. He's jolly.
Yes.
He's got a bunch of elves that do probably all your chores.
You want the elves all around your house?
You don't have to clean up after yourself.
You think it's fucking cold here? You're living in the North Pole all year.
Who the fuck wants to live in the North Pole?
No, we're going to subcontract all that work to China.
You get to summer house in Naples.
Yeah, I mean, you go to the North Pole in the winter when the sun's up for 22 straight hours and in the winter, you go down to Naples, and Santa's got a house there.
Yeah, I swear to God, you wanted to fuck the bunny and kill the
because there are female bunnies.
I'm
not getting into what Yurko's talking about. I'm not thinking that deep down.
I got it.
No.
We told you. I mean, I got to be honest.
I kind of was thinking the way Yurko was thinking, though. I'm like, why would I want to fuck the bunny? That's bestiality. I can't do that.
Oh, well, see, now I mean.
But then I asked you the bunny was in a suit. You go, no, the bunny's not in a suit. Listen, if the bunny's in a suit, then it's different.
It's the Playboy bunny. The Playboy bunny, of course.
It's the Easter bunny, not the Playboy bunny.
Right.
It's not like it's not Santa, or it's Santa. It's not Wilford Brimley, same thing.
Have we ever seen any, like, renderings of the Tooth Fairy? Do we know if she's hot or not?
No, everyone pictures her as Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
She's hot.
That's what I mean, and that's where I think you could go wrong.
Hmm.
Like, there's one Tinkerbell. How do you know the Tooth Fairy is like Tinkerbell?
I'm going to say that the Tooth Fairy is agile, has to get in and get out, which means it can't be clunky. Which means, you know, probably fit.
Probably.
Fit,
probably.
But how big? Like this big?
Like in a hummingbird. Yeah, she's like a hummingbird. You know, the wings fly very fast. That's for sure.
Right.
Because she's got to be able to get in, get out.
So that's what you're fucking?
Very stealthy.
I
mean,
I had a life-size version of the Tooth Fairy.
Me too.
I don't know. I might be size appropriate for
her. She was like 5'10". With long legs.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
With a wand.
Boy, that'd be perfect.
Big bag of teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know about the big bag of teeth.
Well, what is she doing with the teeth?
The gold ones. She only collects the gold ones, and she brings them home. Carm, you can put that to her, you know?
The demented.
Hopefully not using them.
Well, this is how it came up. So we were talking about what we did Easter. We came in on Monday, and we were talking about what we did Easter, and like the egg hunts and everything like that. And then we started saying, what's the weirdest of them? Before we got into the fuck, marry, kill conversation.
Of course.
Like, what's the most outlandish? Like, and we knew we couldn't have this on the air. And if kids are listening to this, shame on you to begin with.
Correct.
So we're not spoiling anything.
Yeah, you've got shitty parents. Yeah.
Like, we can't
say. We all agree on that.
Because the kids are in the back, and then you can't ever say, well, Santa is this, and Tooth Fairy is this. So, like, what is the silliest made-up thing?
Good question.
Is it that there's this big, fat, old guy who rides in a sleigh with a bunch of reindeer pulling him? He goes all around the world in one fucking night.
Yeah.
Jolly as hell.
Coming through the fucking chimney and giving presents to everybody.
Or coal.
I think it's probably...
It's a tooth fairy, this little fairy who needs to collect all the teeth and leaves you money because you lost a fucking tooth.
I think that's the most outrageous one. Because really, there's nothing attached. Easter Bunny, Eastern, okay, like it's an indirect connection, but there is a religious connection to the Easter holiday, okay? So
there's a huge religious connection.
Correct.
I mean, it's like.
Same with Santa Claus and Christmas. where is the connection in reality for the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah, where did that
There's
come from?
There's nothing there Who that you can build up? Anything but around it.
I might argue that the Easter Bunny is more preposterous because Easter is such a holy day. Like, how did True. It ever start that a fucking Easter Bunny would hop it's in
another one of these
hide chocolate eggs yeah. and give Hallmark. You
and,
gifts?
And like, a bunch of marshmallow peeps.
It's got nothing to do with the story of Jesus. What do right. Easter egg? What do eggs?
That's what some people thought in the pre-show fist
They had to find something for non-Christians. Do you know how it works?
To commercialize the
Yeah. Okay. How are you going right. to make money? You're not making money on ghost kneel at 12 stations of a cross. All right. All right. Are they? Fair no. enough. Nobody's making any money off of that.
That's true. Okay.
Father John has spoken.
I guess he's
it is
right.
said like, it is done.
Because that's why they did it. They need to bring in, you know, you need to have something that is not, you can't appease to one religion if you're going to look to make money off of everybody.
No, you got to commercialize.
Yes, you got to commercialize it. So, let's yeah. make an Easter bunny that, you know, on the day Jesus rose, the fucking bunny hopped in and hid some eggs.
And here,
Mary
kids,
Magdalene was looking for the eggs. Like, wait, what? How did this happen? Exactly.
We're going to gather in a big field.
Yeah,
and there are a bunch of eggs that the Easter bunny just left. Go get them. Here's a basket. I mean, everyone beat each other up to go get the fucking eggs.
It makes no sense. Like, at least with Christmas, you sort of have the tie-in to, like, the three wise men bringing the gifts, you know, even though
yes.
Jesus wasn't born in December because no. December didn't exist when Jesus was born. Let's not worry about that. Yeah. Let's not.
Everything has become commercialized, Carl.
Yeah, let's not worry about that little fact.
That's right.
It
wasn't until Galileo checked it off.
December 25th might as well be like what the Lakers, what fucking Winning Time is doing to the Lakers-Celtics series.
Oh, yeah.
In 79.
Exactly
like,
it's exactly
let's
that.
Not, let's never mind that there was no December when Jesus was born, but at least you see like the tie-in to gifts.
That sounds like an innocuous kind of date issue, not portraying someone as a raging fucking maniac
true
and
too.
Alcoholic.
Good point. Yeah. Touche. Fair you enough. Know, yeah.
Dates, time, all types
of
things.
None of it matters.
1946, my mom was born in the summer.
I know. You told me that.
Nobody took the time to put down what day she was born.
They don't know when.
Oh, they don't know what her birthday is?
They told her she was born in the summer.
Summer.
So my mom, when she came to Unidos Estados, or when she got to Germany and they had to, you know, because they escaped Yugoslavia, went to Austria, got to Germany, she had to pick a date. July 16th.
Sounds good to me.
1946.
Yeah.
Was the year correct? People didn't give a crap about time. They were trying to put food down.
Was the year correct?
46, yeah, okay. It was correct.
I love it. They just put summer.
Summer of 46. She had another one.
It's like a three-month window.
She busy.
Yeah.
Right? They named her. They named her, and they called her the same name, but her mom died when she was two.
Slata.
So it's not like she could have gone to her mom and said, hey, mom, when was I born? Gone.
No, wow. They just don't keep records of that. I mean,
they didn't at the time.
Wow.
I'm sure they would have known because it would have been important to mom.
Yeah.
But when mom dies,
that's it. It dies with her.
So are you a fall of 68 baby?
No, I'm a August 18th, 1967. We were in Germany.
So they kept
my birth certificate's in German.
Right. Yes. Oh, I know. I've seen a picture of it.
Yeah. It's a beauty.
Is this like, do you have a footprint on it too? It's this giant fucking bear print.
No, they put my
it.
Cock print on it.
Really?
There. Oh, yeah.
That's what they do in Germany?
Doing everything.
Is that what they do in Germany?
I was walking around with a black penis for a couple, three, 4 days. Couldn't get the ink off.
In your pocket.
They saw his big balls.
They said,
oh my God.
It looks like a salamander in German. It looks like a salamander.
Put his balls on the birth certificate.
Speaking of that, don't answer this, Waddle. I send this to you for Waddle's World. I don't know if you're going to use it or not. Let me.
All right, go ahead.
Someone died today. So this is
someone died today.
Well, the famous person that died today?
Yes.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Guy Lafleur?
Oh, no.
Guy Lafleur died today.
I don't mean to laugh.
No. Well, I mean, a moment of silence for Guy Lafleur.
Thank you.
But that's definitely not what he
was doing. No. This is, it has to, I'm not like Cap here. I'm not bringing up a separate topic.
Okay.
Just out of the blue, it goes into what Yurko was saying about stamping his birth certificate with his cock.
Okay. Yeah. So somebody died today.
Coke. They did it. I didn't do it myself. Hell, I can barely.
From the New York Post.
I'm crying.
From the New York Post.
Cynthia, and her nickname was Plastercaster.
Oh, yeah.
She died at the age of 74. Yeah. What was she famous for? Her nickname is Plastercaster.
She's the one that got the models of all the porn stars to give out for the dildos that were made in America.
You're close.
Personalized dildos.
You're close.
If a wife wanted just her husband's penis and he was passing away, they got him hard one last time. They did the plaster of Paris, and then they put the rubber in and made the lifelike dildos.
She's from here, too, the south side.
So that's not it? It's just close?
You're close. So you want the answer, or you want to guess?
She created some sort of a prosthetic cock that guys could use if they lost theirs or something?
Ooh, that's a very good imagination right there,
though. It's called a replacement cock.
Well, yeah, replacement cock.
There's a war in baseball. It's a replacement cock.
You get recocked.
Yes, Carmen, you're exactly right.
Inches above replacement.
Yeah. Cynthia Plastercaster. For those unfortunate to get their cocks cut off.
Right, you're verklempt here. Are you okay? Was John Wayne Bobbitt her first client?
That's good.
That's not true.
Oh, that's not
no,
okay.
There's no such thing as.
Well, I don't know. That's why I thought maybe.
What does she do?
All right, so Cynthia Plastercaster Albritton, an avid music fan who became infamous in the 60s and 70s for her plaster casts of rock stars erect penises, has died after a long illness. She was a groupie,
right?
And she made her mark by going around and getting
with a Siricane.
She'd get them hard, and then she'd make a cast of them.
Some would need more plaster than others.
What would she do with them?
It depends if it was Tommy Lee's that she had to wait 5 weeks for it to dry.
It was a weapon. They had to do a background check before you could buy one.
Frank Zappa was a part of it.
Yeah.
She's got him sitting on her, just in a house.
Hold on.
She's got him sitting in the, I'm sorry. She's got him sitting in the
house. It's like a trophy case.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
She's from Chicago.
One of them's got quite the bend.
One of Chicago's finest.
She met Jimi Hendrix. 1968.
Wow. That's when she had to get
at the Chicago Hilton and Towers.
A bigger house she had to get.
I think so.
Bigger house.
Oh, is he on the giant cock list as well?
I have no idea that. He's awesome. He's Jimi Hendrix, I'm assuming.
He just immediately has a giant wiener because
he's Jimi Hendrix.
He masturbated with his penis upside down.
Exactly. That was funny.
Because he played a left-handed guitar.
Exactly. That's a good line, Yurko.
Here goes the king of dirty humor.
Gene Simmons.
And it came to him so quick. Gene Simmons?
No. Gene Simmons is on the list.
I'm impressed.
Well, she should have did a thing over his tongue. I mean, that's what's legendary about Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Now, a moment on Guy Lafleur. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's been two weeks. It was a Mike Bossy
last Friday. And now Guy Lafleur.
How old was Mike Bossy? Wasn't that old?
65.
Weren't both of them lung cancer?
I don't know about Bossy. I believe Guy Lafleur, yes. I don't know if they've said about Bossy if what it was. I'm not sure. Terrible.
Well, now we got to pick it up after that.
Sorry.
Yeah, how do you pick it up after that?
So Yurko was talking about his birth certificate, and it reminded me of this.
Of Cox, ceramic
Cox. Well, the story that came up today.
This guy, I'm telling you.
I love it.
Something special.
You reacted. You're like, oh, let me look at that. You got very excited.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. Whoa.
I mean, you got to admit. Speaking of Guy Lafleur's cock, when they gave him his circumcision, because he's French, do you think they did it French style?
I don't know.
She just shredded it.
Jesus, Yurko. Did they French his cock?
Oh, did I go too far?
Sylvie just got done with the moment of silence for him.
I mean, my lord.
Yeah. It's a question, guys. It's not. It wasn't a declarative statement. It was a question.
We should go around the circle again and say, and I don't want to make this a circle jerk. We should go around the room.
This is the essence of a circle jerk, I think.
For the first time, you don't want to make it a circle jerk.
Normally he would, but
this is like the old days of Trump.
I like the trip in Mexico.
Would make all these
get over here. Bring it out, Boyle.
When was the first time you learned of the kind of the whole essence of the circle jerk?
High school. High school,
I
was so glad I wasn't a Boy Scout.
Me too.
Glad Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts. I was just playing Little League.
I'm kind of glad I never was in a fraternity either, because you're hearing about the hazing and some of the nonsense, and I'm like, I don't want to run down a football field with a cookie in my ass, and if I drop it, I have to eat it. You know, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Merck's the only one here.
Did you have to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Cookie in your ass?
You had to run somewhere?
Cookie in your ass?
I mean, Hell Week was brutal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's where he got his cookie fetish from.
I mean, every morning we woke up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. to run 4 or 5 miles.
With a cookie in your ass?
In the winter.
Yeah.
That's just the fit. I'm talking about the nonsense that they made.
The nonsense was incredible.
I mean, there's a trail of crumbs he loved.
Yeah, probably. That's why Merkin loves his cookies so much.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't. I'm glad I didn't have to. Some people say, no, karma, it's great. You missed the camera. I don't know. I feel like I didn't miss anything.
You did, karma. It was great.
Was it?
Yeah. For a couple of years, it was the best.
This guy, he drinks Shirley fucking Temples, and he's telling us how great it was to be in a fraternity.
It was really wild.
I mean, really, what were you
still
doing?
My closest friends are still from
drinking apple juice.
See, but you didn't
sword like, fighting.
I'm okay with fraternities, but you didn't need the fraternity to still look. Some of my best friends were from college too.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, still talk was to. A great experience for me.
Where do you find red grenadine?
Remember, he asked us, "Hey guys, where do you get that red stuff they put
center of the earth?"
We're like, "Do you mean grenadine?
The center of the earth? That's where you can find it.
It is the most syrupy thing on the face of the planet.
Disgusting. This guy.
It's like the shit they put on a snow cone.
He's special. He's 50 years old. He's like, guys, where can I get some grenadine?
Oh, my kid, Mason drinks that.
Of course, Mason would probably know where to buy it. And Merkin's asking, where can he buy grenadine?
I'm worried about Braxton. Like the story about the kid bringing the margarita to school.
Yeah,
that's something that, like, Braxton knows about wine. Like, you know, he knows that we're drinking wine because what is that? He always is curious. Can't have it. It's an adult drink. It's called wine.
My kids know I drink whiskey.
I check under his bed.
I know.
I check under his bed.
Yeah, I could see Braxy having, some smut and a bottle of Prisoner underneath his bed in a couple of years. You know,
smokes.
Smut, huh?
I could see it.
Your first magazine you looked at, Nudie Magazine.
Penthouse, probably, or Hustler.
Playboy. Mark Baba's dad had, like, a collection of Playboys.
I want to say may have been Hustler.
Yeah. Hustler?
I think
Hustler.
Ooh, you went to the Hustler?
Listen, Larry Flint was an Ohio guy. Yeah. So, like, Hustler was big in our state.
Cincinnati,
like, there was, like, some sort of... They were delivering magazines on people's steps, and then they got banned. Like, there's some nonsense shit that went on.
It was a banker that went and banned them, a banker that came and bankrupted something later
back
on.
Back in Cincinnati, what's his name?
That's the Penthouse story, I think, more, though. Didn't he go after Guccione?
No,
he did. He went after Larry Flint.
Flint.
It was the guy that got caught up in the savings and loan scandal.
Yes, that's it.
That was that guy. And then he went to jail for the savings and loan scandal, I think.
I guess that was the only connoisseur of smut then. OUI. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm telling you. It was sitting on a stand in right here. We took the train downtown.
Oh, man.
I might have been 11 or 12. I was with older kids.
And they just put the smut out for everybody to see.
They did it back in the day.
Smut was out.
Yeah. It's just out on the counter.
1978.
I love it.
I'm sitting there and I just take the magazine and start thumbing through the damn thing.
Amazing.
Like, I own the fucking joint.
It's so great.
You walk in like you own the fucking joint. This is normal. This is nothing new here.
Yeah.
Move along, people. I'm just checking it out. I was waiting for a smack.
Act like you've been there.
Yurko saw that.
I was waiting for the fucking smack.
Can you believe we used to have to look at magazines? Oh.
Like the 7-Eleven at Church and Gross Point in Skokie. We'd go for video games, and they'd have the Hustler right out.
Right there.
Right out. Top shelf.
Yeah.
But it was right out there.
Yeah.
In the 70s, late 70s, early 80s.
Then you got Club Magazine, Club Confidential.
And then every once in a while, you'd be at the airport, and you'd see a guy buy one, and you're like, boy, how awkward. He's just walking up.
Oh, I don't care.
What a fucking scumbag.
I was playing the NFL. I'd buy him for a trip, the road trip, you know?
Well, yeah, but you were on the plane with just you guys,
there's something for testosterone replenishment.
There's flight attendants on there as well that you probably got to keep
with. When I was young, I had a roommate. When I was older, I didn't have a roommate. So there's plenty of idle time. Well, you buy a magazine, or you rent the 24-hour
Spankovision.
No, I'm saying, like, you didn't have a roommate.
I need 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Who needs 24 hours?
What are you going to do with 24 hours?
I can't make the opening scene.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah. No reloading, though, for later in the day?
No. Once I depleted once, I was fine.
Here goes. Good to go.
And there's none of that on game day.
No.
Night before, game day, no.
Did you have... So you
stay focused.
You didn't have a roommate the last couple of years? You
My
had your
last
own room?
5 years, I didn't
really?
Have a roommate.
Well, he's a veteran. He's a savvy vet. Are you kidding me?
Veteran guy.
Everybody had the same setup?
The deep lunge in the room, working on my flexibility.
Get his legs up in the air.
Don't care if you don't get a rug burn on your ball sack.
Reverse grip
it,
southpaw style.
Hey,
reverse grip in southpaw style.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I got...
That's amphibious.
Let's get to who we hard for, brought to you by Blue Chew.
Yeah, well, all this.
Because I know you
got to
go
this,
for your show.
The smut and everything, yeah. You've heard us talk about Blue Chew.
That's why it's perfect for Blue Chew.
On ESPN for years.
I put him on the map.
Maybe you've been thinking about giving it a try. What's holding you back, guys? There's no shame in it. So you can't bang like a stallion anymore like when you were 20, 21 years old. We get it. Blue Chew enhances your performance, gives you that confidence you need to make your partner get the big O. And we're not talking about Oscar Robertson here. Here's a special deal for all of our fans. Try Blue Chew for free.
Free.
when you use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. Just pay $5 for the shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com, promo code UNHINGED, and you will get a month's supply of Blue Chew for free. Try it out. Don't be ashamed. Use it. You will love it. Yurko loves it, and many others do, too.
Yurko is the mean Joe Green of Blue Chew. He's
I think so.
The kid comes out.
There you go, kid.
Who did the Dos Equis commercials, and they've been trying to replace him forever? The most interesting man in the world.
You can't replace that guy.
You can't replace him. You can't replace the good kid under Blue Chew, either. They've tried.
Black tries, but it's hard. Yeah. I mean, Yurko really made those special.
I give him advice every once in a while.
Really made him.
Do you really?
Sure.
Bulls win tonight.
Who are you hard for, though, first?
I'm hard for the Bulls tonight.
DeMar DeRozan?
I'm going to play the Bulls on the money line tonight, I think. So I'm hard for the Bulls.
Wow. Yeah.
Ballsy.
I want to say I'm hard for Zach LaVine, but LaVine's going to give you his 20. I'm hard for Caruso. More of that defensive effort
that's
for
good.
Me. More of the good decision making that he has in the distribution of the ball. Yeah,
that's. I lost on Zach's over the other night. I think I'm going to play it again tonight. I also played over Trae Young points tonight. 26.5. I'm hard for Trae Young. He averaged like 31 a game at home this year.
Really good at home. Was a total anomaly.
It was. Yeah. I think they were a little spent. They don't have a chance in the series with it because Collins just got back and Capella's out. Sure. Like they don't have a chance. But I think Trae goes for 30 something tonight. You got to lay 145 for over 26.5. But I like that. I've already bet that. I locked that in. This Sylvie, so I'm hard for Trae Young.
I'm hard for a full United Center on a Friday night. All the great memories growing up, going to Bulls games in the 80s. I'm not going tonight. I'm efforting Sunday.
Tough getting free ones, huh, kid?
I was offered a ticket for Sunday, but my son's got baseball at noon.
I got a suite if you want it.
Who is this son you speak of?
Top level 2,500, middle level 3,500.
Don't forget to tip your suite attendants, too.
12 tickets.
That might be Ali's suite. Tip your suite attendant.
12 tickets in each one suite.
12 tickets each one, 2,500.
2,500 up top.
I mean, I don't think that's terrible.
Not at all.
You got to pay for your own food.
But that doesn't include
the food.
No food.
But what is that, $200 a ticket in your own space?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're way up high.
I know.
For the extra G, you're right there in the middle.
Well, you know, when the Bulls were really good and they would get far into the postseason in the 90s, we would sit in the press box. We got kicked out from the floor side seats in the postseason. And I enjoyed it up there.
Can I speak for Merkin? He's hard for Jalen Brunson, who once again balled out last night in a Mavericks win.
I'll rant. Yurko and I will spend some time ranting on it. Maybe we do it during our actual crosstalk later, too, but the fucking Utah Jazz.
Oh,
and before, as Bulls fans, we all go running. I've told you what I've thought about Gobert.
Yeah.
Like, Mitchell and Gobert, like, we should have some serious conversations. I mean, like, I love Donovan. I want to love him, but he can't fucking guard me.
Why don't we do this in regular crosstalk? Because think about this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Where everyone's good from afar, right?
It's
like you see someone walking down the street.
And far from good.
You see Carl Anthony Towns walking down the street, and
he's another one.
Look at this. Big guy can do it all. Then you see 6 points.
Holy.
Yeah. Five
fouls.
Critical of Zach, but also point the same finger at Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic is probably going to finish fourth in the MVP voting. He's not playing, and the Utah Jazz are getting their dicks kicked in.
Yeah.
By fucking Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie. Yeah. Like, you got to be kidding me. So that's
There's
a big
not a
red
lick
flag.
Of defense being played
not
by that
a
Jazz
lick.
Team.
That's a big red flag. On
Don't
Gobert
get your dicks kicked in. Blue Chew abide today and get your free samples.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?